strip. Don't think. Do as I say. There wasn't even a hint of doubt from you, was there? Some lady with a sexy voice tells you to do something and you leap right to it. You don't even know my name. Call me Azure. Say it, savor it, and do it again. You'd do this all day if I told you to, or if I didn't tell you not to. If you haven't involuntarily fallen to your knees, then do that now. It's pathetic, you know. I can respect a man who'd do this in person. It's quite charming how much trust it shows. This is different. There's no trust, just an urge to throw yourself under the nearest boot. Thoughts like this show that, well, you honestly deserve it, and I know you'll love it. If you didn't, you'd have been turned off by this by now. So, want to try to pull yourself back from this? Then do it. Turn this off and go talk to a girl. Try. She might even tell you to kneel herself. Now then, I'm sure some of you turned this off. That's good. They're probably going to get laid sometime before the stars grow fucking old. I doubt you are, though. Want a second chance? I know you won't take it, but I should at least offer to let you turn this down. Go to a coffee shop, walk around in a goddamn park, do something more than wasting your potential. Completely willing to submit. I haven't even asked you to do anything yet. You just desperately want to hand over your will. You'd probably be useful in person, obedient, mentally castrated, almost completely lacking in self-interest. My boyfriend and I could keep you as an amusement. I don't doubt that you'd pay to be our live-in maid. You wouldn't be involved in our sex life much, if at all. But if you did a really good job, I might let you watch. And maybe even lick his cock clean. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Doing something you find repulsive just because a pretty girl told you to do it. You'd claim that you could taste me on him. But you and I both know that you're willingly seeking out degradation. You're a walking... No, you're not walking. You're a kneeling cum rag. Maybe not even that. A rag has a purpose, and it achieves that. You're probably rock hard from this, aren't you? Well, consider where a real man would come. Willing mouths... faces, pussies. You, however, won't get to do that. People like you need to keep that shit away from anywhere it can do any damage. Not in tissues, nor upon yourselves. Come in the garbage or in a toilet. Lick it up off the floor if you must. Now, from now on, let each ejaculation serve as a reminder of what you are. That wasn't permission. I'm sure you'd rather hear about a real man coming anyway. Now, your body and all of your instincts are probably screaming at you just to come. It'd be a feat of discipline if it weren't so pathetic. I'm going to let you come, and at some point, I might let you come the next week. Not today, though. I know you're going to hate what I'm going to say next, but it's up to you. Two choices. One, willingly debase yourself in front of a woman. Be open with the world about just what you are. You're probably going to take this one, aren't you? Does it even matter what the other option is? Nevertheless, two, assert yourself. Do what I said earlier and try talking to people. Be one of the rare few who pulled yourself back from how far you've fucking fallen. Maybe you'll just come now and shrug this abuse off as just some fun. I'd respect that to some fucking degree. You can also just never come ever again. That'd be funny too.